Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Behind every BP fill-up, thousands of people across America go to work every day. People producing energy offshore. People turning it into products at our refineries. People doing R&D to make products that are better for your engine. People trading and shipping fuels to their destinations. And the people who help you at one of BP's growing family of retail stations. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bobby Clare, Chief Executive Officer of U Group. That's YU dot ticker. Bobby, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Nice to speak to you again.
Yeah, well, you've just published your final results for the year, ended the 31st of December. Impressive set of results, especially in the times we're in. But we'll dig into that in a bit. Before we do, as always, Bobby, for people not familiar with your group, just summarise what you're about, please.
Yeah, no problems, Justin. Yep. So we are a listed supplier of gas and electricity and water to the B2B sector only. So the UK shop, the UK sort of market is our shop floor.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, well, let's first of all look at some of the financial and operational highlights from the last 12 months up until the 31st of December. Then we'll check out the current trading and outlook if we could. So highlights first of the year then, Bobby, if you could.
Yeah, it's been, to be in all intents and purposes, it's been a fantastic year. We've exceeded all of our operational KPIs that we measure and report against in terms of both revenue, profitability, contracted revenue, monthly bookings, and overhead performance. It's been a really, really tough year, but a good year. So revenues increased by 50% from 101 million in 2020 to in excess of 155 million in 2021. Brilliant. Contracted revenue, which is revenue that we booked in our contract book that will outflow in 2022. So if we shut up shop as of December 21, £157 million would outflow into 2022. So we've already got that booked even before we go into 2022. And just to give you an idea, you know, in 2020, that was £93 million. Going into 2021. In 2021, that's 157 million going into 2022. So forward revenue visibility, you know, having that ability to predict what forward revenue will look like is just fantastic. Adjusted EBITDA, you know, we've swung from a £1.7 million loss to a £1.7 million EBITDA gain. That's 1.1% of revenue. So EBITDA is something we're absolutely going to work on going forward into 2022 and 2023. But, you know, you can work out and your listeners can very easily compute and calculate, you know, £250 million revenue at 2%. You know, it's 5 million, £300 million at 3% is 9 million. You can do the maths very, very quickly. And now that we're starting to hit critical masses and taking, you know, advantages of efficiencies, optimizing, looking to integrate and layering digital automation, transformation, you know, you can really see how you can chart a path to some serious revenue and profitability numbers. Current trading, I mean, January and February trading update, revenues, profitability, contracted revenues continue to trend in line with the momentum that we gained in 2021. So I'm really pleased that, you know, we've got a very strong contracted order book. Our contract book stands at about £290 million. That's the entire book going into 2022, 23, and so on. And that's growing every time. And we are adding on to that contracted book. On average, we're selling a 30-month contract. So, you know, it's not just 12 months. We're selling bigger contracts for longer term at higher profitability, at higher margins. So with all that in mind, you know, I'm uber confident that we're gonna have a good 2022 and beyond. And I think it shouldn't be overlooked, Justin, that the hard work, you know, the checks and balances, the processes, the governance, you know, the discipline that we built and we developed in our business over the 3 years has not only produced this set of results, but it's, you know, we've overcome and the pandemic that we had, which was, you know, a big sort of shock. Mm-hmm. We've overcome the global gas commodity wholesale shock, which again, you know, was impacted everybody, you know, both consumers and B2B businesses. And obviously we're faring very well against the Ukraine conflict in terms of our hedges are locked. So if we've already bought the commodity for our customers that we've locked in. So we're not, you know, speculative traders. So if the global gas prices move next week, next month, we can continue servicing the customers that are already on supply because we've already bought and hedged that. But also the customers that are on contract due to go on supply, we've already procured their gas and power for it. Of course, it stands to reason that if global prices go up, the contracts that we then sell our customers going forward, those prices will go up. But the same can be said if global prices go down, we will then sell appropriate to commodity prices. One thing that I think is worth mentioning that it is an understanding piece. We are not affected by the government's price cap. The price cap is put there to prevent vulnerable domestic users from being overcharged or being going on a standard variable tariff. So if global prices or if commodity prices go up, we do and have and can pass those costs onto our customers very, very quickly without coming under the radar of Ofgem or any other regulatory requirements. So, look, happy with 2021, really happy that we've, over-delivered on key metrics that've seen profitability, EBITDA, contract revenue, monthly bookings and revenue grow. What's the outcome? Well, very confident in continuing that going along. Very confident that we'll continue adding to our contract book for the rest of 22, 23 and beyond. I mean, there is turbulence in the market and it would be wrong for us not to sort of understand that. But the strength and discipline that we have, the fact that we have a very strict hedging policy and that hedging policy is working well for us, it protects us. So I can confidently say that we're not materially affected by what's actually happening there in terms of, the Ukraine conflict or indeed, the high, stubbornly high gas commodity prices. So, I'm as pleased as I can be. I'm very pleased with the results and I look forward to sort of continuing on the momentum which we've developed over the last year or two.
Yeah, well, you've got reason to be confident. Like you said, shocks there. We are living in historical times. We've had a pandemic, we've got inflation, we've got the gas prices, energy prices going up, and you've steered through the turbulent waters very well indeed. So, and like I said, you've got forward contracted revenues at record. So, yeah, you must be very happy with the business at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, there's always room for improvement, Justin. Mm-hmm. But I guess every CEO is going to say the same thing. I think we find ourselves in a smaller market with the same number of opportunities, i.e., customers, contracts, supply contracts. We find ourselves in a much stronger position, both financially, both in terms of our strength and our ability to manage customer contracts, to extract life cycle value, to sort of attract good quality, good margin customers and service those customers. We've got a tried and tested platform, which we migrated not only our organic customers as they come throughout the months, but we've demonstrated 6 acquisitions and all solars over the past sort of 2 and a bit years. We took on 2 acquisitions in 2020, the significant one being Bristol Energy. We took 2 solars on, we took 1 solar and 1 small acquisition in 2021, Ampower being the big one. And then Ofgem awarded us 2 smaller ones last month. I think it's an important point to note that, of the 31 suppliers that went bust over the last 13, 14 months, 26 of those were domestic. So we'll take them off the table. And of the 5 that were pure B2B, Ofgem saw fit to award us 3 of those. So I think that, really validates our credentials in terms of not only our ability, but Ofgem's confidence in giving us those. And I will say, Justin, having successfully and value creating 6 transitions of six book customer books, you know, I think we're well placed and ready now to take on sort of bigger, better books, whether that be through M&A or whether that be through sort of the Ofgem solar process is immaterial to me. I think we've definitely validated our abilities to do such things. And that's not to say that we won't continue our organic growth. We're very much are pushing that forward as we get better in terms of attracting customers, our reputation, our ability to predict outcomes of what that customer is going to get, which effectively is a seamless, transparent service. That's what you want. You don't want bells and whistles from an electricity supplier. You simply want to be, you know, hassle-free, no nonsense, no headache. And we're doing that, and hence the reason our growth is significant. I mean, a metric I didn't point out, we've grown our meter point numbers by 83% over the last year. We doubled our meter point numbers from 19 to 20. So we've gone, the last 2 years, we've gone from 9,000 odd meter points to just under 32,000 meter points. So it's a hell of a growth story, and I think that's set to continue, especially in a smaller competitive market that was already very undiluted, to say the least. It's contracted even more now, and I think with the shock that we've seen in terms of the pandemic and the global gas prices, which really nobody predicted and nobody sort of protected against, what we'll see, I believe, is a new discipline out there where customers are being asked to pay a fair price for the supply of their utilities. And, you know, some of that fair price would be, you know, built-in risk and protection in case there is any shocks going forward in the future. And I think with a smaller number of players left in the market and there being a more disciplined market in terms of, you know, we're all sort of trying to achieve the same thing, which is competitive quote for the customer, but also profitability for the company, I think we'll see, you know, a lot more growth and layer on our digital ambitions in terms of digital by default, customers hands-free service, allowing customers to get a quote contract on board in 90 seconds, you know, from their tablets. You know, I think that will further accelerate our growth. And I dare say, you know, it will create that, you know, inverted commas, disruptive challenger brand that we've always talked about wanting to become.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, good stuff. Bobby, if you could then, in summary, three bullet points as to why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add U Group to their watch list, please.
Well, look, I can give you loads, but I'll pick three. Profitability, tick. We're scaling. I just gave you the number of meter points. I've talked about contracted revenue going forward into 2022 and revenues delivered in 2021. You know, have double digit exceeded what expectations were. So we're delivering profitable performance, you know, good revenues going forward. We talked about 2022 and 23. We're now putting contracted revenues in our book for 2024. So we have a clear visibility of what our revenues are going to look like year in, year out. And obviously we continue to keep adding to those as we get closer to those years. So yeah, profitable scaling. We're delivering profitable growth. We have confidence in our abilities. We have confidence that we're going to continue delivering that growth and good forward revenue visibility.
Excellent stuff. Bobby, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Justin. Speak to you soon.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.